Welcome to my secret place devotion with Oyeks Alfred. The Word of God is alive and equipped to change your life.
Morning. We're grateful to the Lord for bringing us into another day. The Bible says in 2 Kings 22 verse 2 that he did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight and followed the example of his ancestor David. He did not turn away from doing what was right. The Bible in this verse is referring to King Josiah. So we're going to pray and ask the Lord to help us to do what is right and not turn away from doing the acts of righteousness. Dear Lord, we thank you for today. And Lord, I pray that your grace be released on your people today, that as they go out, they will do what is right. They will not turn away to the left. They will not turn away from doing the acts of righteousness that brings you great glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you know that Jesus desires to pastor you? But guess which part of you that Jesus wants to pastor? Jesus actually wants to pastor your soul. I know, because the Bible in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 25 says, "For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul." So Jesus is very interested in being the Lord over your soul. Jesus is interested in being the shepherd and the bishop of your soul and not just your spirit. Now, for Jesus to pastor your spirit just simply means a person who has come to that point in his life when he recognizes that he's a sinner and then he accepts Jesus to come into his heart. When Jesus comes into your heart in the person of the Holy Spirit, he sits in your spirit. So your spirit man is saved. But then again, you still have a will, and most of the time your will goes against what God wants you to do. So God says don't cheat, or God says don't insult people, or God says don't be angry, but you go ahead and do exactly what you want to do. That means your will is still not saved. And many times your emotion, which is part of your soul, goes against what God wants you to do. And your thinking pattern goes against what God wants you to do. Your will, your emotions, and your intellect are part of your soul. So what Jesus is targeting is not just to pastor your spirit. Your spirit is saved, but Jesus is targeting to pastor your soul. Why is it important for Jesus to pastor your soul? The reason is because Jesus will not regard you as a disciple until he becomes the shepherd of your soul. That's because a disciple is a person who submits completely to the dictates of his mentor or his leader. So what it means is that he disciplines himself and becomes exactly like the one that, you know, pastors and leads him. So a disciple of Jesus is that one that behaves like Jesus, thinks like Jesus, talks like Jesus. And that is what Jesus is trying to get you and all the Christians to do. If all of us become disciples of Jesus, then our world will change. That is why Jesus desperately wants to be the shepherd of your soul. He wants to shepherd your will. What it means to shepherd your will? He wants to guide your will. What it also means, he wants to guide your intellect. He also means he wants to guide your emotions. Jesus can do very little with a man whose spirit is saved. Jesus can do more with a person whose soul is saved, because what it means is that Jesus is in control of the person's will. That means that person is going to do exactly what Jesus wants him to do. It means that Jesus is in control of his thinking process. So he's going to think exactly like Jesus. That is why Jesus targets to be the shepherd of your soul. The Great Commission is a request by Jesus. Actually, more than a request, is a command to go and make sure that Jesus becomes the shepherd or the bishop or the pastor of the souls of men. That is the pursuit of heaven for your life, and that is the pursuit of your life for anybody that you are trying to disciple. Remember that Jesus gave this command to all his children. So if you are not involved in the business of bringing men's soul to be pastored by Jesus, what it means is that you are disobeying Jesus. And there is a way you are meant to pastor people. That is, there is a way you are meant to disciple them. There is a way you're meant to get Jesus to be the pastor of their soul. But before you get people for Jesus to pastor them, before you influence people to allow Jesus to pastor them, you have to first of all decide, I want to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus. How you know you're not a disciple yet is because you know many times your will argues with God. Many times your emotions argue with God. Many times your thinking pattern argues with the word of God. When you're like that, what it means is that you're not yet a disciple. So you need to decide and say, I want to be a disciple of Jesus. When you take that decision, then the next thing you're going to do is to say, okay, Lord, I surrender my entire emotions for you to pastor. I want you to be the shepherd and the bishop of my soul. As you continue to pray, now God now begins the journey of making you a disciple of his son Jesus Christ. I hope you now know the desire of God for your life, and that desire is not just for Jesus coming to your heart, but Jesus wants to be the shepherd and the bishop and the pastor of your soul. He wants to control that aspect of you and get you to talk to other men through his power to get them to surrender their entire soul for Jesus to pastor them. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. We'll continue our devotional tomorrow on the subject matter of discipleship. Jesus.
For other life-changing messages, you can now download the app Rev Oyik Speaks from Play Store for Android phone users or Apple Store for iOS users. You can also follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Telegram, all on the handle Oyik's Alfred.